This is KUT. You may not be familiar with Austin's land development code, but the document has a huge impact on how the city looks. It governs everything from transportation to how tall buildings can be. Austin is in the middle of revising that code. Today, the city council will get a chance to weigh in on the plan before it goes public. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
The last time Austin revised its land development code was 1984. So yeah, the city has changed just a bit since then. In 2012, the city adopted the Imagine Austin Comprehensive Plan, a 30-year vision for Austin's growth. Among its recommendations was revising the complex regulations surrounding land use. Enter the Land Development Code Advisory Group, an 18-member board helping to shape the new code.
The CAG is the code advisory group, and they are appointed by the council, and they represent a wide range of interests in the community. You have developers, you have educators, you have renters, you have property owners.
Jorge Rusalon is the project manager for the initiative, dubbed Code Next. He says the current code tends to take a one-size-fits-all approach to development, and Code Next aims to be more contextual, taking specific neighborhood needs into consideration. Most of what we know about the potential revisions so far comes from a series of prescription papers released by the team. They've often called for increased density along major transit corridors, envisioning Austin as more compact and connected. Austin Mayor Steve Adler says revising the current code is the most important issue facing the city over the next year.
It's kind of all over the place, and as the city grows up, we need to make sure that our policies and procedures are growing with it.
Adler wants to get a clear picture of the timeline for implementation before the draft code is released in January. Today, the mayor and council members will dig even deeper into the proposed revisions. They're set to hold a special joint meeting with the code advisory group. Jorge Rusalon says the goal is to create a shared understanding.
When you ask several folks what Code Next is to them, you're going to get a wide variety of answers. I think we just want to get on the same page in terms of the expectations as to what you're going to see in January, that it's really a toolbox. It's the initial draft that we're going to get able to share with the community.
There will be 6 months of public comment and review after that release. Rusalon says he welcomes community feedback to help identify any gaps in the draft code.
We're trying to make this personal in terms of how can it affect every Austinite, and why should Austinites care and be involved? Because it will affect everyone eventually at some point.
Saida Hassan, KUT News.